Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon, October 17th. As newcomers, many of us were surprised by the absence of rules in Al-Anon. Before we found recovery from the effects of alcoholism, a strict sense of order may have been our only way of feeling that we had some control. Naturally, we expected a program as successful as Al-Anon to be even more rigid than we were. Instead, as a newcomer, I was told that I was free to work the steps at my own pace. I could ask questions of anyone as they came up. No one was in charge, yet everyone was in charge. It seemed impossible, yet I could see it working more effectively than any organization with which I'd ever been involved. As I continue coming to Al-Anon, I'm learning to trust that the group is guided by a higher power whose will is expressed in our group conscience. I watch the traditions in action, guiding us by suggestions rather than rules. And I learn to trust my fellow members, each of whom contributes to the well-being of our fellowship, where no one person is in charge. Today's reminder. If I take on service responsibilities in my group, it does not mean that I now run the show. Today, I will remember that the ultimate authority is a higher power who works through all of us. Our groups, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Tradition 9. From the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.